Good morning. I'll call to order the Senate Human Services Committee. And before we start, we will take the roll.
Weiner?
Present.
Weiner here. Berryhill?
Here.
Berryhill here. Glazier? Leva?
Here.
Leva here. McGuire? Wynn?
Here.
Wynn here. Portantino?
Got a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. We have one item today, and that is AB 432 by Assemblymember Thurman, and Assemblymember Calro will be presenting for Mr. Thurman. Come forward.
Move it.
Thank you, Chair and members. Thank you for allowing me to present AB 432 on behalf of Assemblymember Thurman this morning, which will extend existing labor protections to waiver personal care services providers. These WCPS providers do much of the same work as other domestic care providers, but are not afforded the same labor protections that exist for those providers. As an example, some domestic care providers can receive health benefits, but WCPS providers cannot because their hours do not count towards health care coverage. Recent amendments further equity by making various clarifying changes that extend existing labor representation and healthcare benefits for IHSS workers to WPCS workers. The amendments also delay implementation of healthcare benefits for WPCS workers to 2019 in order to address fiscal concerns. With no official employer of record, there is a disparity under the law regarding entitlement to myriad benefits. It is time to bring about industry parity so that the WCPS providers can give the best care. I respectfully ask for your aye vote, and with us are Libby Sanchez of the California Association of Public Authorities for IHSS and Tiffany Witten of SEIU.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Tiffany Witten with SEIU California. No worries. In support of the bill before you, and we're happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Libby Sanchez on behalf of CAPA, also here to answer any questions. We are the co-sponsor of this measure. A couple of the amendments that were referenced were taken to address concerns brought to us by the administration. Those specific amendments were not requested of us. We were trying to be proactive, particularly as it relates to the delayed implementation of healthcare benefits. We believe costs will be really minimal when ultimately implemented, but we did want to give ourselves time to try and advocate before the budget committee to get that funding pre-funded before implementation occurs.
Terrific. Thank you for those brief and impactful presentations. Okay, so we'll now, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of or in support of the bill? Please come forward.
Good morning. My name is Dwayne Camp, representing UDW AFSCME Local 3930 in support of the bill.
Great. Anyone else? Is there any opposition to the bill? Okay. Seeing none, we will bring it back to the committee. Colleagues, is there a motion? Yeah. Senator Nguyen, did you make the motion? Okay. So we have a motion and a on the floor to move this item to the floor. Right? Is that the motion? Yes. Okay. Any comments? In that case, we will call the roll.
AB 432, Thurman. The motion is due passed. Weiner?
Aye.
Weiner, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Glazier? Leva?
Aye.
Leva, aye. McGuire? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Portantino?
Okay, the bill is out. And I want to also just thank the author and the sponsors for meeting with us and working with us. We're adjourned.
Thank you.